With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
Hey. So, guys, how's it going? It's post-BBMAs week. We had Billboard Music Awards. Some stuff happened. There was holograms. There was Brendan Urie on an umbrella.
I've been told that there were not holograms. There was augmented reality.
Beg pardon.
You fool.
Because if you were in the... I think that the distinction is... You didn't see them if you were in the arena.
That's okay, what so then, I yeah, was
that would not be a hologram. I was wondering that. Yeah.
So that's
what kind of weird. Yeah. So really, those of us sitting at home got the better show.
Yeah.
While we're talking about that, though, what was everyone's favorite BBMA's performance? Mine was Mariah Carey just throwing a tissue on the stage. And
that
waiting for someone else to pick it up.
Truly fantastic.
That was perfect. That's exactly what I want
from
Mariah Carey.
I would love to know who picked it up. And what they did with it.
I hope they saved it.
Me too.
And it'll end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at some point.
It should. It totally
I'm
should.
I'm not even kidding.
No, I know.
That would be awesome.
A ludicrous thing.
Be like, this is the tissue that Mariah Carey threw on the Billboard stage.
An icon having an iconic moment.
I guess Mariah's not in the Rock Hall yet.
No. They're still struggling to open it up to the pop world, I would say.
My favorite rock band is Mariah Carey. So I hope she makes it.
Yeah, that's true. Vision of Love is my favorite rock song of all time. what's your favorite? All right, I gave mine.
Cardi B's Cackle.
When yes.
and also, I guess, combined with Cardi B's performance when they announced that Girls Like You won.
And she didn't realize she was on the song.
Yeah, she either didn't know she was supposed to accept it, didn't realize she was on the song. I love her. I love Cardi.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay?
You guys covered it.
Wow. Yeah, you sound really enthusiastic about our award
show.
No,
I thought our award show was, truly amazing. In terms of the performances, I thought it was a very entertaining
show. It actually was very entertaining.
Yeah.
I was more entertained than the normal award show.
Same.
I loved it.
My roommate's mom really liked it, so.
Aww.
I guess my favorite moment was my mom's texts reacting to everything.
Yeah. What was her favorite moment?
She texted me, "Why do girls cry over BTS? Don't get it."
I thought they were really good.
Like, me too, but I understand
that, was a fantastic
that text.
Performance.
Like, girls are sobbing, you know?
Yeah.
The performance was great. I didn't realize Halsey had joined them because she so perfectly mirrored their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the wig she had and the baggy suit, she just sort of, like, seamlessly fit in there.
She's the new member, the eighth member of BTS. All right. Well, anyways, I guess let's talk about some new music.
Let's.
So, I guess let's start with a Jason.
Ooh.
Shawn Mendes. Surprise single drop last night.
Yeah.
New song.
Mendes.
If I Can't Have You.
Jason.
Not a Bee Gees cover. It is not from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish it was.
But
what do you think about it?
So If I Can't Have You, obviously, he's performing this on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. The thing about Shawn Mendes...
Wait, who's hosting? What's
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah. I saw those ads. That was like, for the first time in
for
40
the
years.
First time in 80 years. Adam
so
Sandler.
So old now.
Apparently, he's 105. So, Shawn Mendes, this is actually something he did between his second and third album. He dropped There's Nothing Holding Me Back as a standalone song. I think that actually became part of the deluxe edition mm-hmm. of his second album. Now we have this one, which is, again, not on his self-titled last album. I think it's great. I mean, the thing about Shawn Mendes, and we've said it again, we've said it before, I'll say it again, Joe Lynch, is that that dude knows how to write a chorus. Like, his choruses mm-hmm. are really catchy, and they're really clean, and they're really emphatic. I said it when, you know, he did There's Nothing Holding Me Back, and this is kind of in that same vein. It's to me, it's a little interesting how much lighter this is than his last big hit, which was In My Blood. This is much more airy mm-hmm. and up-tempo. It sounds great. I mean, it's interesting because you wouldn't think of, like, male singer-songwriter pop rock really sounding as part of kind of, like, modern pop, but this kind of fits in seamlessly. He's really found this lane, and I really like this song. Well, I'm curious what you guys thought about it.
To me, it's like just it's like silence. The sibling of Lost in Japan.
Okay,
I was thinking that too.
I feel like they both were born out of like the same songwriting session.
Found well, in
it's
China.
Well, it's the same lyrics are like, you know, I'm in a hotel, I'm alone,
exactly.
I'm thinking about you.
Like names the city he's in. Yeah, and just like is like texting this person.
Mm-hmm.
The lyric, I can't write one song not about you. It's like, well, yes, clearly. Like, I feel like.
Then here's the other. Here's the second song.
Yeah. You know, it. What he does definitely works for him. This felt like a little bit more of the same, whereas In My Blood was like such a contrast in a way that was really more of a moment than this is. And then I do have to say, like, the lyric, I can't move on if we're going to talk. And then he said he wants the strings attached. I was kind of like, that was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a cute little lyric. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm not blown away.
Wow.
I do like it. I think it's one of those. His songs for me are usually growers, not showers.
Yeah,
I would
true.
Say There's Nothing Holding Me Back became one of my favorite songs of that year. Whatever year that was, I have no sense of time anymore. But at first, I was like,
troubling.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
But like, I ended up loving it. And same with In My Blood. Which I didn't like quite as much, but at first I was like, ah, whatever, this is fine. And, you know, the more I heard it, I was
song.
Like, yeah, it's great. It really is good. So I feel like I might have the same reaction with this. I will say I do appreciate, production-wise, there's some interesting stuff going on towards the end. He's got some kind of, like, choral voices and some tinkling pianos. The kind of vibe reminds me a little bit of, like, Passion Pit, a bit, towards
what?
The very tail end.
Okay.
So, which I dig. Love Passion Pit.
Mm-hmm. Lover of the Pit.
Yeah, Lover of the Pit. Yeah.
Get in the
toss
pit
me
and try
into
to
the
love
pit.
Someone.
Yeah.
As Kid Rock once said. I don't know. I just, I really like, I've always been a fan of Shawn Mendes, even when he was like kind of post-Vine star mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes. I think he's just
Do
a really.
Do you remember his first single was like vaguely reggae tinged?
No way.
Or like it definitely, like back in the day, like.
Like Something Big?
I have to, maybe, no, it was maybe one of his SoundCloud songs or something
oh,
like
really?
That. He had one that was like just a very weird, bad fit before he became like real
His
famous.
Debut single, Life of the Party, I freaking love that song. I think that song's awesome. And like. I remember like driving with my wife and playing it for her, and I was like, "He's 15. I love this song." And
sounds like every car ride you and Vanessa take.
That's probably true. but yeah, I don't know. It's been just as like a pop fan, it's been really really cool to see him progress and become more confident in that
yeah.
songwriting and. Now he's just lobbing out singles that I really like, that Lindsay doesn't really like, that Joe might like. So, you know,
but the world certainly likes, and his fan base, the Mendicants, are hugely into it. That's not what they're called. But let's listen to it. So it's Shawn Mendes' song is If I Can't Have You.
Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you.
Next up, let's talk one of my picks. So Lizzo, yes. Debut album. I feel like Lizzo's been around for a while. I mean, this is, I guess this is very true. Anyway, so let me just rewind. The song is called Juice from her album.
So excited.
Because I Love You. Lizzo, like a number of artists, kind of rising artists these days, I feel like we get like their debut album and we've been like, wait, like same thing with Billie Eilish. It's like, hasn't she been around for like 3 years? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But like the industry is changing, like, debut albums aren't really the way artists get introduced anymore. Like, it's much more common that you're going to have a bunch of singles percolating. You maybe have a SoundCloud presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make some appearances on Zane Lowe, or you're, in her case, you're a guest on RuPaul's Drag Race or whatever, and then your debut album comes out. Anyway, so this album, though, is fantastic. It really, I was always a fan of her. I think she's really clever and super interesting, and she's from my hometown, Minneapolis.
Nice.
But
oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you just bump your chest when you said that?
No.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But the album itself is just, it's really, I think we've heard some sounds from her before that are solid but are pretty familiar. And this album is just really eclectic and diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's really everything from like R&B to hip hop to gospel to indie to funk on this record. And the one I kind of wanted to focus on was Juice, which is this just absolutely joyous empowerment anthem. It slaps, as the kids say.
Sure does.
It's this just like really like ebullient pop funk song.
Wow.
With these kind of like airy, expansive guitars. It's just like musically extremely like you feel the excitement, you feel the optimism. And I think that's just something we don't get a lot of in hip hop at the moment. And I love that she's delivering it. And I also love that, that's just not it's not like the album has that one tone. Like
right.
This is just one of many shades on this record.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you guys think about it? Lizzo Juice.
Yeah. I love her flow on this record. That's the thing that stands out to me the most. Like the delivery is just really exciting and really explosive and you feel her energy. I just find this to be funny. She came on stage at Coachella to quickly perform with Janelle and Tierra Whack, and they did Janelle's I Got the Juice.
Nice.
So, you know, just a lot of juice going around the music industry these days.
Yeah, these days. Me, I don't drink it. I'm more of a seltzer guy. But also, and any song that starts off with Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, like, I'm probably going to like it.
Obviously.
I hate to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that Snow White villain.
Mm-hmm.
One of my childhood icons. But Jason, what do you think
that
about?
Explains so much.
What do you think about that?
I don't even know how to follow that. yeah, you know, we've talked about Lizzo on this podcast before. I like her a lot. I think that she's an important artist. I think that she's going to end up, like, we're going to look back on 2019 as her breakthrough year, which is not something that you can say about a lot of artists. I kind of agree with Rawia, wrote a great Pitchfork review on this album, which is, I think that, not to paraphrase, but kind of to boil it down, I just don't think the songs are there. And I think that, like, she's very promising. She obviously has a lot of talent. I don't think there's really that much in this album in terms of the songs that, like, really connects with me. Obviously, I'm in the minority. I always use that caveat on this show, but like we talk about a lot of popular artists. Lizzo is like universally beloved. That's awesome. That's very cool. I don't think the songs are there yet, but you know, and this one is just like, you know, I was just like, okay, but it doesn't stick with me. So
yeah, we have sometimes very different song expectations, because that was always your critique with Saint Vincent too, that the songs weren't there, which I 100% disagree.
I fully don't understand that.
Wow. Lindsay, for those listening at home, Lindsay just groaned at me. It was great.
Yeah. How do you say that about St. Vincent?
It doesn't add up for
me at
all.
It doesn't
compute. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Agree to disagree.
Dying on that hill.
But let's listen to it. Lizzo, Juice. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Oh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, got a bin looking like bread goo. Oh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball. Don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shot a nigga better over time. All right, let's do Jason, Vampire Weekend, new album, Father of the Bride, named after one of my favorite Steve Martin comedies from the 1990s, co-starring Diane Keaton and Martin Short. The song is Stranger that you picked from the new Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I still have to listen to this whole thing. I don't really want to talk too broadly about the album. Very excited to listen to it. It's very long. It's very good from what I've heard. But Stranger, man, like, that's the jam. Like, Stranger is like the leaning into the African influence and polyrhythms and harmonies and just kind of going full force on this kind of sunny pop song. And this is kind of what I love to hear Vampire Weekend do best. Going back to their first album, like, this is kind of what attracted so many people, including myself, to them. It's kind of in the back half of this album. I kind of wish that this had been a single, but you know, Ezra sounds like super buoyant on this song. You know, just kind of everything coalesced into this really beautiful pop song. And yeah, I'm excited to like dig into, like I said, more of this album. Its eventual sequel, Father of the Bride Part 2, of course. Yes. But, you know.
Not as good, but still totally worth the time.
Oh, disagree. Time. We've talked about this. I think part two is better than
one is
the
so
original.
Much better. Two disagree. Gets a little ridiculous.
Disagree. Multiple pregnancies? Whoa. That's literally the plot of Father of the Bride Part 2. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I like this. I would say, you know, this just, it's, when they came out, people were like, huh, this band really likes Paul Simon's Graceland, and this... This song, the whole album actually is less Paul Simon-y than they often are, but this song in particular, Stranger, is like super Paul Simon, just on the cusp of Graceland, actually. If you rewind when he was starting to kind of like incorporate what they like to call world music at the time, this has kind of shades of the song Late in the Evening, which was a big chart hit in the early 80s for Paul Simon. It definitely has that like kind of polyrhythms, the, you know, like vaguely African, vaguely tropical. So I like that they're doing it, but it's definitely like, it's just funny. I don't know. It just never ceases to amuse me that like, it's like, I don't know, like one of the biggest like rock bands of 2019 is just like basically doing Paul Simon, who is
why not?
I mean, I love Paul Simon, but he's not one of those like, you know, like typically rock bands these days are like, yeah, we grew up, we love Springsteen, we love the Stones. Like there's just not that many people who are just aping Paul Simon that directly. But it amuses me, and I enjoy the song. What do you think, Lindsay?
I like it. You know, knowing all of that, it still really surprised me when I heard it that this was a song that Vampire Weekend made in 2019.
Yeah.
I really don't think if someone played it for me and had me guess the artist that I would ever be able to think it was them. But I find it really interesting. I think the arrangement is exciting, what they did there. I don't really have much more to add.
Wow.
Yeah.
No groans.
No groans.
Yes.
No Father of the Bride related
None.
Jokes or insights.
No, I'm not a fan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're
what?
Not a fan?
You don't like that movie?
No.
Wow.
That's wild. That's crazy.
It's no Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, basically.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Vampire Weekend, Stranger.
I used to look for an answer. I used to knock on every door. But you got the way on. Music playing. Don't need to look anymore. Things have never been stranger. Things are gonna stay strange.
All right, that was Vampire Weekend. Next up, this is a me pick. We have new Kylie Minogue. Song is called New York City. So Kylie, my girl Kylie, yep. The one and only real Kylie, has a greatest hits compilation coming up. This is the new bonus track from it. So there's a mini story behind this song. I saw her at Bowery Ballroom, which was an underplay for her last year. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best shows I saw in 2018, wow. Maybe the best show. So her last album, which was called Golden, had this kind of Nashville country vibe. She played this song we're about to talk about at Bowery Ballroom. Gave it its live debut. And she explained that, you know, like she recorded this new song that she liked, but it didn't fit in with the country leaning vibe of the album. So she left it off. But the song got it's called New York City and she did it to New York City, but it got such a rapturous response that she mm-hmm. played it twice. But anyways, now we have the studio version of it out. This is like just 100% up my alley. Like one, yes. It's a song about New York City.
That's literally my only note of this song. And I'll just chime in now and say, this is the most Joe Lynch song I've ever heard in my life.
It's like super like dance club 80s. Like it's got the kind of like uneasy, like squealy synth, which is like super Tom Tom Club-ish. It's got Kylie doing her white girl rap, like Debbie Harry in Blondie's Rapture, mm-hmm. which was, oddly enough, the first quote-unquote hip-hop song to top the Billboard Hot 100. it's just a total delight. Like, it's goofy fun, and it's just, like, instantly catchy. Like, you're singing it the second it raps.
Total delight.
What do you guys think of it?
I literally don't have any other notes except that, like, if you were to enter a lab in which they're designing the perfect song for Joe Lynch, then it's New York City by Kylie Minogue.
Well, I'm lucky to have it.
Yeah. It's just like a very glittery Kylie anthem, which you can't go wrong with a song about New York.
You really can't. But it has to like step up and like deliver. And
so many. Yeah. Yeah. Classic Lynch pick.
Classic. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Kylie Minogue song is called New York City. And Jason, I think we're about to lose you, right?
You know what? I'm going to dance my way out to New York City.
All right.
Wow.
We are in New York City. That's
you're
going to
miss
fitting.
Out on the best song that
yeah.
we're going to talk
about.
Once
we come back from Kylie, it'll be just Lindsay and myself to wrap up.
Bye,
so,
guys.
So later, Jason. All right, that was new Kylie. Next up, Lindsay, our
yes.
last pick. So Kindness featuring Sinabose. Is that how you pronounce
it? I believe so. Sinabose?
Sinabose? I'm not quite sure. But so new Kindness song is called Lost Without.
Yeah.
Talk to me about it. / tell people about Kindness.
Well, first, it was so kind of you to stick around.
I'm leaving right now.
Great. All right, I'll wrap this up. So Kindness is this disco pop artist who has put out two albums, the last in 2014. This is the second new song that he's released since. The first had Robin and Todd Rundgren on it. So he's just like, I don't know.
Big names.
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated. He's worked with Kalila, who is a co-writer on this song. He's worked with Dev Hynes. He just seems very much in the world of like fine artists making music.
Right.
Which,
super smart, interesting people making
like
pop
intellectuals,
music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I am always attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of a perfect artist for me. And then Sinabose, I'm so sorry for probably
I think
horribly
you probably
mispronouncing.
Got it right. I think I mangled it.
Okay. Well, she's a Swedish like soul pop singer. Whose voice just works so perfectly with this song. I think it really feels like it was just written to the track for mm-hmm. her specifically. I'm a big fan of this strong bass that serves as the backbone,
yeah.
These really bright horns over the house production that, you know, a lot of this feels like it was just built on the basics, but almost made for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great song. I'm really excited. I hope there's an album coming soon.
Yeah, I mean, the Kindness is one of those artists who I like is like kind of in the back of my mind, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know a ton about. So I'm glad you chose
yeah.
him. Her voice sounds beautiful on this.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cool, like, weird touches on it. Like, I think there's maracas even on this, or some sort of, like, shuffly rhythm in the background. The guitar has nice reverb, but it also sort of reminds me, you know, you mentioned, like, disco pop. It has that really fantastic, like, heavy, like, disco bass groove, and then the horns, of course. But it reminds me a little bit of that first Hercules and Love Affair album, maybe 11 years ago or something.
Okay.
If you don't know it, you would like it. It's really good. This is good. This is fun. And it definitely is, you know, it's kind of what you were saying. It's like, you know, thinking persons, you know, dance, disco, pop or whatever. So I'm kind of curious to see where we go from here.
Yeah, me too. Jason did say he liked it on his way out.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that in there.
We got the Jason thumbs up.
Yeah. That's it for me.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Kindness song is called Lost Without.
Don't be afraid to go too far. Remember all that is lost without. A love to call your own, and I was holding back all those times we talked. Give it up, don't be afraid to fall.
All right, that was Kindness, and it's kindness of you to stick around. Sorry, you made a bad kindness joke. I made a bad kindness joke.
Everyone's got to make a bad kindness joke at some point.
I don't know. What do we have coming up soon-ish? Mm. Is there anything else? I don't know. Probably some things or
some
two.
Some summer jams on the way.
Some jams.
Some jams.
But anyways, yeah. Sorry, well, this podcast is ending on a whimper. That's a fact. But thank you for listening. Lindsay, thank you for sticking around for the full time. You didn't have to run away like Jason.
Ugh, some people.
To lead a meeting or whatever the hell his excuse was.
Jason.
Yeah, right. That's all we got. We will see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.